Stark, this is Rick Thierry on Mary Giles. G-I-L-E-S, Mary, M-A-R-Y. G-I-L-E-S, G as in George, Mary Giles. Date of birth is 8-11-55. Date of visit 12-14-22. Please make a copy for Joanna Mantineo. That is J-O-H. N-N-A, J-O-H-N-N-A, Mantineo, M-A-N-T-I-N-E-O, Mantineo, D-O. Thanks. Dear Joanna, thank you for sending. Thank you for sending Mary Giles for pulmonary evaluation. Next paragraph, this is present illness. This is a sixty-seven-year-old female who has a past history of COPD, has been short of breath with activity, and has had some cough and wheezing. The patient has trouble ambulating due to hip and back pains, or denies any chest pains. She is not on any home oxygen and has been on a nebulizer with albuterol solution. The patient went for a CTA of the chest on 11/22/22, and it showed no pulmonary emboli, and there was evidence of central lobular emphysema, and mild mild bronchitis and mild dilatation of the pulmonary arteries. The patient has lost weight and denies any leg swelling. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history includes history of right eardrum repair, history of rheumatoid arthritis, and a past history for arthroscopic surgery of the right knee, cervical disc surgery for fusion, and two C-sections. She has no diabetes or hypertension. Next paragraph. Habits: the patient smoked one pack per day for 45 years and quit in 2018. Next paragraph. Allergies. No drug allergies. Next paragraph. Family history. Father died of old age. Mother had colon cancer. Next paragraph. Med list included Incruse, one puff daily, albuterol, NEBS, QIDPRN, prednisone 5 milligrams a day, duloxetine 60 milligrams BID, leflunomide 20 milligrams daily. Next, physical exam. I'm sorry, system review. Next, system review. The patient has lost weight. She has fatigue. She has no cataracts or glaucoma. She has some dizziness and hoarseness. She has no urinary frequency or flank pain. And denies hay fever. She has shortness of breath and wheezing. No abdominal pains, but has some reflux. No diarrhea or constipation. She has no chest or jaw pain or palpitations, no leg swelling. She She has anxiety and depression. And she has joint pains, muscle stiffness, headaches, and denies memory loss.
She has no skin rash, no itching.
Next, physical exam. This thinly built elderly white female is alert, no acute distress, no pallor cyanosis, clubbing of peripheral edema. Blood pressure 110 over 70, pulse is 102, respiration 20, temps 97.5, weight is 102, saturation 96. HENT at non-cephalic pupils reactive and equal. Tangus mice, throat was injected, ears no inflammation. Neck, supple, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement, or lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with diminished breath sounds of the basis with wheezes scattered bilaterally. Heart, the heart symptoms are regular, S1 and S2, no murmur, no S3. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no organomegaly, the bowel sounds are active. Extremities, no edema, and no calf tenderness. Reflects the 1 plus 7 gross motor deficit. Cranial is grossly intact. Skin, no lesions observed. Next paragraph, impression number 1. COPD with emphysema and chronic bronchitis. Number 2 is history of rheumatoid arthritis. Number 3 is depression. Number 4 is scoliosis. And next paragraph. Plan. Patient will get a complete pulmonary function study. She was placed on nebulized Duonep solution 3 times a day as needed. And also use a Trelegy Ellipta 1 puff daily, 100 micrograms. The patient may benefit from pulmonary rehab. An external oxygen saturation study to be done and arrange home oxygen if she qualifies. A follow-up is to be arranged in approximately 4 weeks. Thank you for the consultation. Copy for Johanna Mantinio, G-O-H-N-N-A, Mantinio, M-A-N-T-I-N-E-O. Thank you, Dr. Susan.